20 years ago today, 20 years since she went and left me, died on me in the middle of... See, we was in the middle of something, something we hadn't finished, when she took ill and died. And she shouldn't have. Everything to me she was.
What were you in the middle of?
You're a good lad. Come to think of it, you're something like her, you know. You let a fellow be when he wants it. There's others that have guessed it. Your mum and dad, for sure, but her in the photo, she's the only one I ever told. And she said it didn't matter, that there was more important things about people than that, nothing to be ashamed. Though, bless her heart, she was shame right enough, must have been.
Grandpa, I don't understand.
Of course, once I had her with me, I didn't need to do anything about it, did I? I mean, she did it all for me. And I had all the excuses I needed there on the farm. Outworking, morning, noon and night. Children growing up, mouths to feed, rent to pay, oh yes. I had all the excuses. But truth of it was, I just didn't bother. Until in the end, with the children growed and flown the nest, more or less, she said we both had the time to do it, that we should sit down together in the evenings when I come in off the farm and do it. And so we did. And no more than a month later, I wake up one morning and she's still in bed beside me. And she was always up before me, always. And she were cold, so cold. And I remember I knowed at once she was dead. Weak heart, the doctor told me. Rheumatic fever when she was little. And I didn't know it, never told me. I still talked to her, you know. Last night I asked her, I said, shall I tell him? Would he do it? What do you think? And she was listening, I know that. She never says anything, but it's like I can hear her listening, hear her thinking sometimes, like last night. She was thinking, it's about time you finish what we started. No use just sitting there feeling sorry for yourself. Ask him, you old misery.
Grandpa, I don't know.
So, will you?
I really don't have a clue what
Stay here a few months. Give us a hand on the farm, and then maybe you could.
What?
Teach me. Like she did.
Teach you what, Grandpa?
I can't read. And I can't write neither. You got to teach me, lad. You got to.
But you went to school, you told me.
Yes, till I was 13, and I wasn't bad either, but my problem was I always wanted to be out on the farm. So most mornings I'd fetch in the cows and feed the horses before I set off, and so I was usually late, and I'd get a wigging for that. And then I was always dropping off to sleep in Mr. Burton's lessons, and he didn't like that, so I'd get a wigging for that too. Sometimes, if the brown trout were rising down on the allotment, I'd bunk off school to go fishing. And at harvest times, of course, I never bothered much with school because I'd be out in the fields sunrise to sunset helping my father, because he couldn't manage on his own, what with his leg from the war and the constant ringing in his ears. And there was that year I had off school with the scarlet fever, which didn't help. But I was happy. And if you'd asked me where I'd rather be, in Mr. Burton's writing lesson at school or cleaning out the pigs, I'd have said pigs any day, honest. Well, I was doing something useful, wasn't I? No matter how smelly it was. And when Mr. Burton said I was a turnip head, and if I wasn't careful I'd be nothing but a farm boy all my life, I couldn't see anything wrong in that. Still don't. Besides, I could read a bit. And then I left school, and your grandmother came along, and she could read and write well enough for both of us, I figured, so I never bothered with it at all after that. Until she told me I wasn't a turnip head at all, and how, if I wanted, she'd teach me.
I see.
But we left it too late, didn't we?
I guess so.
So, will you do it? Will you teach me like she did?
Well, I'm not sure I really know
teach how to... Teach me so as I can read an Agatha Christie book from cover to cover. Well?
Oh, I don't know, Grandpa. I've never taught anyone anything. And besides, I was thinking of going to Australia for a while.
Australia?
Yes.
Well, when?
After Christmas, when I've got some money saved up.
All right, then. I tell you what we'll do. You can stay here till after Christmas, till New Year, say. Teach me till New Year, and I'll pay you proper wages, saving up for
Grandpa.
Australia. Yes, 4 months, I reckon I can do it in
Grandpa.
4 months. Easy. I'll pay you proper man's wages.
Right.
What? You don't think I can do it?
Look, I'm just saying...
So, she never liked me, Tibet. Chapel she was, said it was a sin. But I'll bet you £100 that if you teach me, let's say, 3 hours a day till Christmas, then I'll be able to read you an Agatha Christie book all on my own, cover to cover. And what's more, I'll write you out a bit of a story of my own too. You see if I won't.
Grandpa.
£100 says I can do it. The reading and the writing both. And you'll have £100 more to take with you to Australia. Well, what do you say?